Beloved, it has been a long time since I evoked your presence using your authentic name, acknowledging you as the beloved that you are for all of us, your children and lovers learning how to love, developing our capacities for being human. For what is the difference between the lover and the human being when it gets down to flesh and bone? For that is what we are, forged from the elements, endowed with life that you bestowed upon us, and soul that you conjured from the spheres, and the silver cord that connects us and binds us in myriad geometries through space and time. Beloved, I know that you can hear me, so do not pretend to be silent. This is an invocation, clumsy as it may be, and although we have not mastered love, it is the only alchemy that can turn this calamity around and get us back on course with time to spare along the way to enjoy and celebrate the journey. And although you say that you love us and these times are only birth pangs and cleansing for the glory that lies ahead, I pray for signs that this is true, and call for interludes so we may catch our breath to gather courage and strength for the final battle that darkens the horizon and sunrise that may never come. Beloved, we know how our creations can return to haunt us and wonder if it is the same with you. And if karma holds true for angelic realms as it does for humanity, clearly out of control. For the adversaries have forgotten their task and threaten to control and enslave us, including you, beloved. So I stir the cauldron and add the potion to transmute hate into love. Selfless love, without agenda or condition, into joy, without fear of deception or betrayal. Wonder ever renewed without boredom or dissection. Grace with appreciation and recognition, and all that has been conjured out of darkness that does not beget light, or light that does not illuminate darkness, return to from whence it came. And to release demons from their tasks, for they must be wary of the putrid, stagnant, festering realms that surround them. And last of all, cast jealousy into the abyss. For angels and gods, man and woman, have their roles, natures and gifts. Beloved or lover, endowed with love, each standing alone, the same. For in the beginning, three were conceived: identity, presence, and awareness. Lover, beloved, and love, each the other creating, and alone, incomplete. Nothing, not even presence, consciousness, or desire, only loneliness that shattered the ominous void that long, long ago ceased to exist.